The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, former U.S. Surgeon General Joyce Elders has come out to say she supports the legalization of marijuana. The Green Party candidate running for the November election has his name misprinted on the ballots in a very unfortunate way. And a couple in Tennessee sue a restaurant for bringing hot sauce to their son and not warning them that it was hot. It is October 23rd. Hello and welcome to the show. This week at what? You're already. Gardner's hasn't even started yet. Oh, what happened?
Because I moved my chair when we got in here. I was all the way down here.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Oh man. You know, I want to say from the bottom of my heart. Just genuinely, I hate all of you. I hate this show. I hate you too. I had to stop playing Fallout New Vegas for this shit for you. What you gonna give me? Do I get something? No, I don't get nothing. I don't know how many people out there have actually gotten Fallout New Vegas yet, but if we have a lack of listeners tonight, that's probably why. It's excellent. It's for fans of Fallout, especially Fallout 3. It does deliver. It's just like Fallout 3, except it's a different character, different environment, different stories.
Right. That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, and it's one of those games where you can wander around and discover new things for a month and never find everything in the game. It's wonderful. It's brilliant. Get it if you can. Did you know Barbara Billingsley died?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Barbara Billingsley.
Yep, I did hear about that.
Those of you who don't know, Barbara Billingsley was the mom on Leave It to Beaver. And why is that important, you douche? Why? I don't know. I'll tell you why it's important. It's because you know that classic idea of a mom. You know, the mom, the dad gets home and, "Hi, honey. What would you like for dinner? Now, kids, don't upset your father." You know that whole, you know, 50s mom figure, right? Barbara Billingsley was the one who had the role that really pushed that forward in American society.
How many seasons was that? Did she play that? Because
I'm not sure how many seasons Leave It to Beaver went on, but it was several. Those kids grew up on that show.
Yeah, they
Beaver started out like, you know, in the womb. And by the time he left, he was, you know, 50. So he grew up. So it was at least, you know, it had to have been at least 5, 6, 7 years that they were doing that. So
I didn't watch it.
I don't either. I don't like the show, but.
Right, exactly. But, I know who she is and I know what she did, but I don't like the show.
Yeah, I don't like that. Let's leave it to Beaver. I mean, fuck. Good news for some of you guys in England out there. This is just for our Brit fans who watch. We love you out there. Hello, London. Hello, Brighton. Brighton, wonderful town. In case you didn't know, the very first German ICE, ICE train, actually made a trip from Germany through France under the Channel and into England. They may be soon opening up direct lines from German ICE trains from England all the way to Germany. Mm-hmm. So this is for you furs over there in Britain, because I know that you have a glorious time getting over to Europe, friends. This might make it a bit easier and cheaper for you to get there in future years.
A whole lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jump on the train for
get on one train, go to sleep, wake up, you're there. That will be kind of awesome for you.
That'd be a good party.
That would be a great party. Train con!
Yeah, train con!
It's the crazy train! The furry train!
If they do that, I just might go to England and party on the way, all the way up to Germany for that.
have to get Ozzy Osbourne to release a new version. The furry train. Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. Yiff, dun-dun.
No.
Dun-dun. That would be awesome. Just Yeah, well, yeah, it would be disastrously awesome.
We'd derail the train.
Yeah, we would. And boy, you know how fast that'd be on fart. Good God. I'd laugh at that. And I'd be dead. I would be dead and laughing at that. That's how funny that would be. There will be no show next week. Why, you ask? My God, why? What are they doing? What's going on? Nothing. The reason there's no show next weekend is because I have not had a weekend off in months now. So even when there hasn't been a show, I've been at a convention or helping running a convention or something. So I need a weekend off before I go crazy. So
he's taking the weekend off. I'm going on a date, so
it'll he's going. Yeah, it's, we're both going to take the weekend off. So no, nothing next week. However, we do have an important announcement coming up. Don't get the wrong idea. We're going to be auditioning sometime soon for 2 Cents co-hosts. Jim is not going anywhere, but classically, 2 Cents has always had a co-host that pops in every now and then. And poor Jibba, sometimes he wants to take off and go do something. So far, for the last, season and a half, been you. So, yeah, we want to get, someone else to some more color. Well, not that we can't get any more color than we've got now. Yeah. So, so we're going to be doing that.
How it is. He's trying to push me off the show. I see what's going on. He's going to push out the old and in with the new. This is going to be ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Ricoculous. This is ridiculous. Doculous. Reifulous.
Reifulous. No. Yes, maybe.
That's hard to say.
That is hard to say.
Reifulous.
Either way, though, I'll put out more information about the auditions coming up soon. If you're in the area, consider doing it. And we're going to have an audition show where we'll just show a show where the different news segments with different people. And then we'll poll the audience. Let's see what they think. But for now, oh my holy God.
No.
It's time for the news.
There's supposed to be an animation for this.
There is.
I've been asking for 3 fucking weeks.
There is, and they're still in FLV format. I have to find a way to convert them so we can use it. Blame God.
No, I'm blaming you. If you get the fuck off of Fallout 3.
It's God's fault. God's fault. Cleveland, Tennessee. A mom and dad say their son was hospitalized after a Steak and Shake employee served him Megadeth hot sauce with his chili. The boy had hives and difficulty breathing after eating the sauce, which claims to be 500 times hotter than a jalapeno, according to the complaint in Bradley County Court. Jim and Mary Gann say John Doe, server, I guess they didn't want to mention him, did not warn them or their son about the hot sauce. Blair's Sauces and Snacks warns on its website this product contains the hottest known ingredients on the planet Earth. The website recommends using the sauce sparingly and diluting it. The Gann say the Steak and Shake employee gave the bottled substance to their son, Timothy, without a word of warning. The Gann seek punitive damages for breach of duty, negligent hiring, and reckless behavior. Now, I'm reading this, and one thing I know about, restaurants in general, and certainly Steak and Shake, is they don't just hand you a bottle of extra hot sauce unless you ask for it.
Right.
You've got to ask for it. And it did say, it gave the bottled substance to their son. It said, served it with his chili, not in. If he'd gone back, if he dumped it in there, back in the kitchen and they didn't know about it. But what I'm getting here is that somebody asked for hot sauce. He put the hot sauce down, walked away without saying, by the way, it's hot. Kid dumps it in there, and now they're pissed off because they didn't give him a warning. That's what it sounds like to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what it is, people are fucking morons.
Well, that's the reason why we have 10,000 pages on a paperclip of how to use it.
Yeah, exactly. How to use the paperclip. Pretty soon, the people who sue over this stuff, these are the kind of people who are going to make it here in a few years where we're going to have a guy in a restaurant that's job is just to stand there and warn you that there are peanuts in your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. There's booze in your alcohol. In your fucking martini.
Well, can you see it now when somebody bring down a plate? Well, this plate has hot sauce, it has shellfish, it has this, it has that, it has babies, it has blah, 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 blah. Well, 10 minutes trying to tell you what it got in it.
What's going to happen, and I know, I can see this already happening, you're going to walk in, you're going to order some food, waitress is going to slide a piece of paper in front of you. You have to sign.
Yeah.
before they will serve your ass, says, I will not sue you for, you know, making food that may or may not kill my ass because I'm too stupid to know I'm allergic to peanuts while I'm ordering your peanut fucking souffle. You know, so these are the kinds of people who are, you know, you want to know why the world is going to hell. It's this shit right here. People like that that just can't stop themselves from being morons and then blame other people for it. Everybody's a victim, right? I'm a victim, you're a victim, we're all victims. We're victims of our own stupidity. What are we going to do? Wait. Oh, I forgot to breathe. Oh.
We're going to sue the doctor.
I'm going to sue somebody. I'll sue y'all. It's your fault. Fucking morons.
I don't understand. I really don't understand. I know what I'm putting in my food.
Oh, I understand. They want money.
Well, even
that's just what all that's is, all it is. They want money.
But it was after the fact. They sat there and watched their child put this stuff on it.
You know what it was? I know what it was. I mean, they had the bottle right there.
Yeah.
They could have read. They could have picked it up and read it. Read the damn thing. I have a theory. Okay, the hot sauce was so hot, it melted the fucking label off. That's what it was. They couldn't see the bottle because the radioactive glow of the fucking thing was too hot to even look at. So that's how they didn't know.
But then even though, let's try this radioactive stuff.
Let's put this glowy shit on our food. How nom nom nom. Well, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Gan, you dumbasses. You just made the world a worse place for the rest of us. And the good old two-cent salute to you. So, Buddha soup. Hot sauce Buddha soup. Springfield, Illinois.
Illinois?
Because there's an S in it. The last name...
Oh, Lord.
The last name of Green Party gubernatorial candidate Rich Whitney is misspelled as Whitey. On an electronic voting machines in nearly 2 dozen wards, about half in predominantly African American areas. An election official said Wednesday the problem cannot be corrected by election day. Jim Allen, spokesman for the Chicago Board of Elections, says there is not adequate time to reprogram the test machine before November 2nd. He predicted about 90% of the ballots cast that day will be on paper ballots where Whitney's name is spelled properly. The snafu, however, has Whitney contemplating legal action to force a fix. I don't want to be identified as Whitey. If this is happening in primarily African-American wards, that's an even bigger concern, Whitney told the Chicago Sun-Times. I don't know if this is machine politics at play or why this happened. Would you vote for Rich Whitey? You're in an African neighborhood, and you got your candidates, and amongst which is Rich Whitey. I don't know. I would... You know, that's like, you know, what the only way it could have been more perfect is if, you know, there'd have been another candidate name, you know, like Dumont Nigler, you know? You have Rich Whitey Dumb Nigger, and then you can pick between, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably more of a descriptive term for him than anything else, actually.
Well, yeah.
He probably is just a Rich Whitey.
Running for office.
Running for office.
Have some money.
Yeah. But that's just funny. Just popping up on the screen. Rich Whitey. There's going to be some smiling black people in Illinois when come November 2nd.
And he's not going to win because of that.
But he might not.
I doubt he will win.
I'm going to be laughing right along with him.
And now that I hear this, if anybody is there to get me a ballot that says that.
Well, it's only, okay, but the only ballots that actually say that are the computer.
Oh, well, give me a computer that says that and send it. We'll give you the address.
We'll give you the address. Or get a screen cap with your phone.
Yeah, take a picture of it.
I want to see Rich Whitey. We'll put it on the show. Because that would be amazing. We'll have, you know, when we do the little polling for the 2 cents, you know, co-host, we'll throw Rich Whitey in there.
And he'll win.
Just because.
I'll vote for him.
Everybody wants another Rich Whitey in the government. I mean, that's all we need, right? Another Rich Whitey running things, you know? It's just do we really need another Rich Whitey America?
See, this is perfect for anybody who's running against him.
Oh, yeah.
This is perfect.
Oh, the smear campaigns?
Yeah, this is...
Oh, my God! Perfect. That would be... Do we really need another rich, whitey
but
America?
Question! There is going to the predominantly black neighborhoods. Can't they just switch the computer?
I don't know. I don't know if they
No, they can't. They can't because they have special congressional districts.
Locations where they have to be. Well, I think that's a very unfortunate accident. I'm crying for the man. I'm crying inside.
Sorry,
Even
Rich.
Even though you know your heart is breaking, laugh, clown, laugh, Rich Whitey. Former U.S. I hear Bun hanging up. Former U.S. Surgeon General Joycelyn Elders told CNN Sunday she supports legalizing marijuana. The trend-setting state of California is voting next month on a ballot initiative to legalize pot, also known as Proposition 19. The measure would legalize recreational use, not just decriminalize. This 19 would legalize recreational use in the state, though federal officials have said they would continue to enforce drug laws in California if the initiative is approved. What I think is horrible about all this is that we criminalize young people, and we use so many of our excellent resources for things that aren't really causing any problems, said Elders. It's not a toxic substance. Elders stressed the drug is not physically addictive and points to the damaging impact of alcohol, which is legal. We have the highest number of people in the world being criminalized, many for nonviolent crimes related to marijuana possession, said Elders. We can use our resources so much better. Miss Elders, I got to give you a big thumbs up for not for doing the revolutionary action of having a brain. Thank you very much for having a brain. This is something that I know a lot of people with half a brain, even half a brain, have been saying lately as well.
Right.
You know, look at, you know, nobody on pot wants to go out and drive a car. Nobody does that. You go and you drink a bunch of booze, you go out, you splatter a family of five across the road. It happens all the time. People dying from alcohol poisoning, people dying from their liver just exploding. And that doesn't happen on pot. I mean, there are so many more drugs that are more harmful than marijuana that are legal. You got alcohol, over the counter prescription drugs. Well, not prescription, but, you know, pharmaceuticals.
Drugs,
You know, cigarettes kill I don't know how many trillions of people in this state alone every year. But I do know is that there are a lot of people in this state that smoke pot anyway. And I'm not seeing a whole lot of people winding up on their deathbeds because of marijuana. You know? I don't know what your thoughts are on this. I don't personally smoke this stuff very much, but I'd like to see it legalized. Why? It's not hurting anybody. It really isn't.
Well, it all depends on how you look at it. Because I have a coworker at work who's playing the other side of the
field. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what they say is that marijuana does slow people down, make them not want to do stuff.
Well,
that's going to reduce a lot of job stuff. People are going to get fired.
That is possible. Of course, it'll probably wind up just being like alcohol. I mean, you can't show up to work drunk. You know, and if you drink so much that you don't want to get a job, then, it'd be the same kind of difference.
Well, it's going to be one of those things like when Prohibition, when they took it away, people were dying left and right because they were so happy to drink. As soon as this gets legalized, there's going to be a good 3-year period where everybody's going to be so baked out of their minds that nobody's going to get anything done. And then it'll start to tank out
a little bit. But yeah, if there's any lessons to be learned from that, I mean, go back and look at Prohibition. I mean, Prohibition, they made alcohol illegal for the good several years. And during that time, they spent more money on preventing the then crime of alcohol being shipped and sold than they did on the health care of the people who were drinking it. Once they decided, holy crap, let's just legalize it again, they actually freed up so much budget because they didn't have to have, you know, task force specifically designed to go out and track down rum runners and shit like that. So I think it's a step in the right direction, though you are right. The first, for a little while, The state of California, the population in this state is going to explode. Everybody in America is going to move to California if this happens. At least for a little while, they're going to stay baked for about a year or two, and then they're going to go back home.
Then it'll start to mellow out. And people will not then use it like people who have jobs drink alcohol.
Yeah,
and that's what it'll turn to.
Yeah.
I don't smoke it a whole lot. so be it. I do every once in a while. I think we talked about the last show that we don't smoke it a whole lot, but we do every once in a while.
I maybe smoke this stuff maybe once a year, maybe.
And still, when it gets legalized, I still won't smoke it at all.
Yeah, I won't either.
I like my alcohol better.
Yeah. Yeah, we want our perfectly legal, liver-destroying booze. Yes. Thank you very much. Don't smoke pot. That's not a real drug. It can't kill you. Take something awesome like booze. Lie dying, choking in your own blood. Now that's the way to go. With dignity right there. Let's see. The disgraced cross-dressing commander of Canada's largest Air Force base pleaded guilty on Monday to 86 lurid sex crimes, including two murders. Colonel Russell Williams, 47, a married pilot who once flew used to ferry Canada's prime minister as well as British royal family on a visit, displayed no emotion as he admitted to his crimes in a courtroom in Belleville, Ontario. He faces life in prison with no possibility of parole for at least 25 years. One victim's brother, Andy Lloyd, said it was overwhelming seeing the evidence presented in court, including hundreds of photographs of Williams wearing stolen undergarments in his victims' bedrooms and masturbating. The stolen lingerie was meticulously categorized and stored in bags and boxes discovered at his Ottawa home, which he shared with his wife for 19 years. The court heard that he was periodically disposed of the loot when he had accumulated too much. I think we actually have a picture of that guy. How long has that been up there? Oh, really?
For a while.
No kidding. Why don't we take that down now? Yeah, there we go. That's kind of creepy. A little bit. Just a bit creepy.
I have nothing against cross-dressing.
I don't either. Stealing other people's shit and murdering them.
That's what I have a problem
with. That's a problem. I have no problem with the person who flies the president's plane occasionally dressing up in a bra and lacy panties.
There's nothing wrong.
I think it adds to the festivitousness.
You're going the wrong way with that. You took the wrong off-ramp.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't want to picture that.
What if everybody on the plane, you know, just everybody in the Congress, well, it's Canada. Probably everybody up there cross-dresses. I think everybody cross-dresses in Canada. I think it's a law. Don't you guys up there have to cross-dress? I mean, I don't know. I think he's kind of hot. Okay, I'm kidding.
Y'all heard that? You heard it straight from his mouth.
That's a little weird. I mean, I'm with you on that. I mean, if they want to do that, you know, in their own on their own time and shit, but that really wasn't about the cross-dressing.
It was
about the fact that he stole women's underwear from all over the place and then wore them and then burned them and then killed people. That kind of...
Well, didn't he say that wasn't it sex crimes? Did he rape them?
He did asphyxiate two people. He didn't actually rape anybody, but he stole their panties and shit. And, tried to choke several people. And, one chick woke up being blindfolded with like, what the hell? And he's like, it's okay. I'm in the military. I fly the president's plane. That part I don't know, but you can imagine.
Probably did.
He probably, it's okay, ma'am. I'm with the government. Just wear this ball gag. Yeah. Never mind the bra. I think it was a very pretty color.
What the picture shows, he had a black bra on and a little black and white, black and red panty.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
White queen. And moving on. For more than 30 years, Stephen Hurst was in constant pain and partially deaf because of excruciating earache. But that's all in the past now after doctors found a tooth lodged in the former miner's ear. Medical staff remain mystified as to how the tooth became jammed in the 47-year-old's ear canal in the first place, especially since he had all his teeth taken out years ago. I've been plagued by earache since I was around 14. She didn't say at first. She just stood there looking amazed. Then she said to me, "Have you lost any teeth lately?" I said I had not. I hadn't any teeth in my head for years. He said he was baffled as to how it got in there, but most likely it was that, quote, "I pushed it in there when I was a kid" or something. It was one of his baby teeth. Fell out. landed in his ear at some point when he was 14 years old and stayed in there until it was, what did he say, 47? Until somebody finally dug it up.
Nothing about ear. He just had earaches, didn't go to the doctor.
No, well, okay, the more lengthy story, he did go to the doctor. In fact, he's been to the doctor, several different doctors over the years, and none of them ever found it. They always looked in his ear. He had constant horrible headaches. Looked in his ear, never found anything, tried to wash it out, tried to do the stuff. His ear now is, like, completely deaf.
Right.
But until finally, one nurse looked in there and went, oh, there's your problem, snick, and took this tooth right out of his ear. He kept it. He's got it framed.
I bet you what happened was he was a little kid, tooth fell out, he did the tooth fairy thing, and yep. rolled over on it and pushed it in his ear.
Might have rolled over on it. Yeah, and, you know, either that or the tooth fairy,
did it. Got it.
Mm-hmm. The tooth fairy did it. You know, maybe he'd been a bad seed. Now, let that be a lesson to you kids, all of you children who watch Two Cents, because we're a family show. Just let that be a lesson to you. Sometimes, you know, if you've been naughty, if you've been bad, if you've, you know, told on your mom and dad for doing things like, you know, raping the midgets, then the tooth fairy could get mad at you. And when she gets mad at you, she won't leave you money. In fact, she'll stick your tooth into your brain. And then you won't be able to think about things like candy and rape.
And wearing women's underwear while choking them and blindfolding.
While choking them and blindfolding them and flying the president around. Yay!
While also smoking marijuana in California.
While also smoking marijuana in California. And eating hot sauce.
And eating hot sauce.
You know what? That covers it.
That
Whooping! And I'm off the show.
This week on the show.
Sorry, gotta pay my respects to Whoopi this week. Oh, Lord. Don't look behind you! It's going to lose! Okay.
I still want my shit.
I know. Don't worry. It'll be up there. Don't worry. Chill out, Tampa. It'll be there. We have them. It'll work. Okay. In Ohio. And you know how I usually arrange these from least funny to most funny at the end? At least I try to. Okay, so here's how we're going to start. In Ohio, a man was enraged with an argument he was having outside his ex-wife's house. So he picked up his child's puppy by the hind legs and slammed it against the sidewalk repeatedly until it was tenderized and dead. I don't know what the argument was about, but if he was trying to make the point that he was a complete psychotic fuckhead, he wins! You know? Yes, I am a psychotic fucker. Watch! Boom! Boom! Rip! Ow! Ow! See, that will win that argument every time. That's how that goes. See, the thing about him is he's picturing this right now. He's imagining. Roar! You know, we gotta do something like that one of these days. We seriously have to, you know, find some poor animal that needs to be euthanized and just beat it to death over the 2 cents table right in front of everybody. Just to prove that, I don't know, to prove that we don't wear bras when we're, I have no idea. What is, stop it, get it out of your head. Let me take that little piece of brain. There we go.
I can't.
Om nom nom nom.
All sees them arguing and some dude, the kid's right here and the dude, he like,
I still wonder what the argument was over. It was like, fuck you, bitch. Batman was the best superhero ever. See, I don't know. I would have loved to have known what the argument was about. In Maryland.
Oh, Jesus.
A man traveling in the passenger seat of his friend's truck leaned out the window to wave wildly at some friends he spotted in a field they were passing. He stopped waving when the truck sideswiped the telephone pole and killed him. Until he was dead. Hey, guys! Oh, hey, guys! Hey! No! Done!
There's a video on LiveLeak of the dude, the kid is hanging out and he gets hit by in the face with the car.
Yes. Yeah. If you guys haven't seen that, we'll have to put that up on the show.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. That's a good one, too.
And this one.
Lesson is, don't hang out your car and get hit by a telephone pole. If I had a dime for every Gore News story that ended with and telephone pole, yeah, and the telephone pole and dead, I would love to be paid. Can I copyright that? So, can I copyright telephone pole deaths? I could be rich. Every time somebody gets hit with a telephone pole or hits a telephone pole and dies, I get paid.
Let's copyright death.
Hey, I like that
idea.
When
you die, you gotta pay us.
Yeah, when you die, you gotta pay us. And we own the rights to your death, too. We would own the rights to their death. So we could, like, demand that they always be funny. Which, you know. In Indiana, a cop pulled over a speeding truck with two legs hanging over the tailgate. The officers thought it was a Halloween prank, but it turns out the driver had actually hit someone walking on the road who flipped up and landed that way in the bed of the truck until he was dead. As the guy's window smashed and pulls him over, and then there's suddenly legs in the back. It's, oh, there's a dude. Wow. The guy, like, what isn't in here is that the guy had about a case of beer.
I was just thinking he had to have been drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't
yeah.
even know he did it.
Well, that's the kind of... After you've had a case of beer, you can just drive it along and... boom. So watch some guy flip into the bed of your truck and go, eh, God damn it. And just keep going.
Yeah, you sit there just get like, oh.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid. Fuck it. And just keep going, you know. That happens sometimes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Please stop.
In Germany.
I quit.
A passenger. No. A passenger aboard a chartered flight waited until it was 500 meters in the air, charged towards the front of the plane and stabbed the pilot with a knife for a little while.
A little while?
Yeah. Then, after he did that, he jumped out the plane. Until he could see his house from there and was dead. He just stabbed the pilot, stabbed. Whee! And jumped out the damn plane! I want video. Why can't we have video of this? More people need to have video cameras. I mean, that's a perfect solution. You know, it works. You stab the pilot for a little while, and then you jump out the plane.
Well, give me this for a little while.
Yeah, he stabbed the pilot for a bit. And just, I'm going to stab you for a little while. Now I'm going to jump out. So, yeah, it's, you know, why can't we have... Why can't politicians do that more often? You know,
stab the pilot.
Stab the pilot for a little while, and then jump out the damn plane. Why can't we have politicians do it? Why can't Rush Limbaugh stab a pilot for a little while and then jump out of a fucking plane? You know, this guy can do it. What's wrong with you, Rush? Come on, Mr. Limbaugh. You're supposed to be Mr. Extreme. Stab a pilot and then jump out the fucking plane. You know, do it. Come on, let's see you do it. In England, a man with epilepsy had a seizure in his home where he fell over face first into his dog's water bowl and drowned. The end. That's the end of that one.
That brings back some bad memories. Why did you put that on?
How many times have you fallen over in a dog bowl and drowned?
Epilepsy.
Oh. That's another story. But that's another story.
Yeah, I have to tell that story someplace.
Again, yeah, you'll tell that story on stage sometime. Again.
They
finally.
Tell it every day of year.
Finally, in the Congo.
Well, Congo?
Well, we've had Congo stories lately. A crocodile that was smuggled aboard.
I heard about this one!
He escaped, causing the passengers to retreat to the front of the plane, which caused it to crash into a house. Only one passenger survived, which happened to be the crocodile. The only one that lived was the fucking crocodile. All you crocodiles out there, right on! You got the power! It's my peeps! It's my reptile brothers bringing down the man! Yes!
You know what's funny? It's because, you know, when you get on planes and they tell people to move around because of the weight?
Yeah.
That's true. And most people don't think, no, I can sit here. No. You sit where they tell you to sit. Because
guys, we got to get to a break here. While Jimma breaks. And more planes crash this. got some cartoons for you. We'll come back with your emails after the break. Show us the White Queens here in a second, bud, and we will see you guys on the other, about 15 minutes. Got this guy over here laughing at Kiwi. How can you laugh at Kiwi? That is the saddest video ever.
It's funny.
Right as soon as the splat happens, he starts to laugh.
Well, because I'm sitting here and I'm looking at him like, he can't fly forever.
No, no.
And I'm like, where is it?
Black.
Where is it? And then he disappeared and then you hear it and I'm like, there it is.
Now, the only thing that he needs to do before he does that next time is stab a pilot for a little while. Then off he goes. Off the edge of the tape. Oh, my God. Had some nice videos there for you today. I always love putting Matt Ebel's stuff on there. If you don't know about Matt Ebel, you really should check him out. He is a musician. I'd say he's a musician first, but he's also a furry. He just happens to be in the furry fandom. MatthewEbel.net or .com, I think both of those work.
But
go check him out because he is awesome. We had him playing in Antheria last month. He's an amazing guy. So, hey, go check. I know there's a lot of Matthew Ebel fans in the channel right now. Hi, Witchy.
Hello, Witcher. Gav's probably in there too. Hello, Gav. Hello to Matthew Ebel fan. Matthew Ebel might even be in there. I don't know. Hello, Matthew Ebel. I know you're one of your own fans.
No, he hates this stuff.
He hates himself?
Yeah, he hates this stuff. He plays the music and like goes, oh, I hate
blah. I hate me. Have you heard about me? I suck. I'm just not very good. I said it about myself. Well, we got ourselves a little bit of a top 10 here this week. I know you haven't seen these. I've looked over them. I think some of them are pretty awesome. So let's get on with that. This week is the top 10 most unfortunate ad placements. I know it sounds a little bit dodgy, but with the first few, you'll see what I'm talking about here. Let's take a look at number 10, and we'll show you there. See, unfortunate ad placement right there. I think that's an ad for Nestle, but now it's an ad for licking a garbage bin, I think, which you can get tetanus from doing that. Don't ever do that, kids. We got number 9. Now, I know you can't. This is why this is number 9. I wish you could read it better. It says on the bus, it says, if you don't have GIO third-party insurance, we suggest you don't hit this bus. That's what the ad there says. So somebody did not pay attention to that advice. Or maybe they were reading the sign, so busy reading the sign that they could no longer drive. Let's see, what do we got for number 8 here? Skydiver dies after legs severed in midair. Right next to it, we know why you've left. Some of these are online ads. Obviously, we got 4, what, 6 now? 7. That's kind of self-explanatory. Childhood obesity, don't take it lightly. And who decided to put... You know, you'd think that somebody out there who actually arranges these billboards, you know, it's almost like a pharmacy with medication. Would there'd be a flag that would come up somewhere in their system to say, you know, maybe you don't want to put that up this particular month, you know? Or
McDonald's probably came up there second. They put that up there on purpose.
Yeah, they might have. They might have. So now we got number 6. Yeah. That's rather perfect. Even though Yahoo hardly ever goes 404 anymore. I remember the old days when it was always 404.
Yeah.
But in case those out there who actually don't use the internet at all and are somehow watching us anyway, 404.
If you are watching us and not using the internet.
If you're just watching us with your mind, 404 means it's not found. Just like your mind.
If you're watching us, you're not going to be found.
Yeah, apparently, and neither are we.
Neither are we.
So, what do you got for number 5? The fight against cancer is hopeless. I'm living proof. by the way, have some cigarettes.
That was done on purpose.
That might have.
It had to have been done on purpose.
I think the cigarettes were probably first.
Yeah.
And then they put
then
they
put the cancer. Yeah. That had to have been done on purpose.
Yeah. You know, I've actually seen in Missouri before. I've been to Missouri. Missouri has this billboard war going on because there are so many religious billboards there, and they'll put up Jesus this and Jesus that. And there's unfortunately, the people who are battling with them the most for ad space on billboards are porn stores. And I saw, you know, one of these corny, you know, sins, Jesus can forgive you. And then the one right next to it was, forget Jesus, buy some porn. Exit 360 or whatever it was. I mean, it was specifically.
That's kind of funny.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. What do you got for number four? 65 convicted in French child abuse trial. By the way, remember your very first girlfriend? Whoopsie! Oh, we goofed. Oh my gosh. What about number three? Gah! Got a giant thirst for sticking your large carrot inside of this woman. Apparently, she's very good at it. She has a smile on her face, a knowing, experienced smile, by the way. What we got for number two? Now, I don't think that's an ad. I think those are just CDs, but isn't that perfect? I mean, you couldn't have planned that better. I had no idea Yanni's tits were so big.
I knew from a long time ago. We had a dashing love affair.
Did you have a thing?
That ended in hospital visits and stomach.
Surgery and... somebody ended up in surgery, apparently. Finally, for number one... Gah! Yay, Jesus kitten! I love the Jesus kitten. I would trust a Jesus kitten more with saving my soul than that dude over there. I mean, after all, he's a dude. He's a Middle Easterner, and he's a human being. And human beings are untrustworthy from the start, and Middle Easterners, they blow up. So cats don't blow up. So I would rather, like, see, like, the kitty save my soul. I want the kitty to save my soul. Would you like the kitty to save you?
No.
You don't want the kitty to save you?
No. The only thing that is good for a cat for me is they're the guardians of the underworld, and I can go see Anubis.
Are they?
Yes.
I didn't know this. We learn more. Your little piece of Egyptian mythology.
Think
education.
Have you ever seen Mummy?
Yes.
Remember when cats came around and the cats?
Yeah.
They're the guardians of the underworld.
Huh. Now we know. There, have an icon.
Oh my God!
You know it's going to happen.
Have you seen, like, because you did your vuvuzela, yeah. I did mine. Have you put them together?
They work. They actually work together
very well together.
Don't know how that happened. Well, actually, we at this point are going to go over to our little technical director back here, Toast, because he is going to let you know what holidays are coming up this next week that you can look forward to. Bun, are you back there?
Yes, I am. And
actually,
I got a new camera angle.
Oh, good for you. Now you can drop your papers in high-def clarity.
Oh, my God. Poor bunny. Hey, but at least I'm not being eaten anymore. Yet. So, holidays. Well, of course, today is, you know, Web Host Appreciation Day. I really wanted to, let you know, send some love at to...
Well, since we are doing a web show, sort of.
Well, yeah. Some love, some booze, some more booze. Anyway, on to the holidays. Okay, the 24th is going to be a 40-hour work week day. If you don't...
What?
What?
I don't want to work 40 hours in a day.
Right.
How the fuck?
Well, way back in the day, before unions and mobsters, who were awesome, stepped in, they used to work dudes like 80, 90 hours a week and pay them in dick.
So that's not so bad for some people in San Francisco.
Hello.
Cool boys.
Yes.
Basically, you're celebrating the Fair Labor Act when it was enacted. It was on the 24th of October. So, you know, thank you, mobsters and union workers and money. All right. The 25th is going to be Punk for a Day.
Punk for a Day?
No, Punk for a Day. Though
Punk for a Day.
For a Day.
Oh, Punk for
punk
a Day.
For a Day. Okay.
I think he's got a tooth in his ear. Though Punk for a Day wouldn't be bad.
You got a dick in your ear.
I'll show you a dick in your ear. Hey, extra sense.
I will not be here for that moment.
Well, it's going to be your dick in my ear, apparently.
No, it's going to be his dick in your ear. I'm not going to be here.
His dick in my ear is like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Come on.
Well, there's plenty of room in there. I was like,
Well, there's little room down there.
Anyway.
Shut it! All right. The 26th, kind of appropriately, is going to be National Donkey Day.
Oh. We can give thanks to all the donkeys in the fandom for being donkeys.
Yes. You know, honestly, what the day is it's celebrating the arrival of the first donkey in 1785 as a gift from the Spaniards. We need to send emails to Spain saying thank you so much for the nice asses.
Yes, we do.
And let's see. The 27th is going to be... I'm getting attacked over here. The 27th is going to be National Pencil Day. It's the day the pencil was invented. Draw something cool. Draw something nice. Buy your pencil a present. Stop eating it. The 28th...
28th.
The 28th is going to be National Plush Lovers Day.
We're cutting it up back here. Sorry, go ahead. Wait, National Plush... Wait, say that again.
National Plush Lovers Day.
On the 29th?
On the 28th.
What? Why would you do that? Why would you put National... Why? On this show, why would you do that?
Because I love you,
that's
bud.
Nasty, first of all.
Yeah, it is.
Show your appreciation, hopefully in appropriate ways. This...
You need to stop. You need to white queen and move on.
Funny. And moving on. The 29th, I've decided to dub this, because it was Hermit's Day, I've decided to dub it Fallout 3 New Vegas Day.
All right.
Everybody, hole up in your house, close the doors, disappear from the world, play Fallout 3 to celebrate Hermit Day.
What he means by when he says Fallout 3 is Fallout New Vegas.
Dude, both of them kicked ass.
That's true.
Play one, then the other, and yeah. Anyway, last but not least, the 30th, right before Halloween, it's going to be Haunted Fridge Day.
What? Okay, you're going to have to explain that. What the hell?
Honestly,
ghosts coming out of you, coming out the fridge.
Seriously, you know, I bet you this started with some college students. Decided to open the fridge one day and found some shit that had been in there for like 9 months.
Smelled like dead people is what it was.
Probably.
Hey, I've opened the fridge in our house sometimes. Oh. Ooh. So
ghosts come out.
I suppose it's the one day... Hey. It's the one day where you can actually, you know, be proud that there is some weird-ass shit possessing your fridge. Anyway, back to you guys.
All right. No, go ahead. Come back to us. Come back to us. You're missing it. Back to us.
What?
Back to us, goddammit. You dip. You missed the whole thing.
What did I miss?
Sitting there screwing around with stuff. He's losing his glasses and shit.
That's just because he's clumsy.
You know... I'm getting about tired of your lip. As they would say back in places where they would rape you. And I would laugh about it.
And
yes, we have that kind of relationship. In any case, dear to letter!
Oh, it's dear to letter. I boycott doing that until I get video.
Until you get
video.
Don't worry, we'll have. First letter is from Jeeves the Roof. Says, dear to Jibba and Toast. I was sitting around yesterday in my local library doing some writing and enjoying the peaceful silence when I had a strange thought. Found myself remembering the days when my dad was a minister for a church back when I was still young enough not to have a choice of not attending service. I remember how peaceful the services were, and how while I found them dull as a child, I still enjoyed that sense of calm and mild solemnity. The hymns, the readings, the prayer, it was all very soothing. I find myself wondering about attending church services here sometime soon. The university runs a non-denominational service every Sunday, so finding a church isn't a problem. The question is it wrong to attend church as an agnostic man, not for the faith of worship, but for the sense of community, of peace, and of tranquility that the venue provides? Sincerely, Jeeves Zaru from Scotland. I don't find anything wrong with that whatsoever. I'm not seeing a problem with that. Now, I can't guarantee you that
they won't
see right. a problem with that. I think if they do, they're wrong. Because, I mean, you know, if that's like saying, you know, I enjoy the smell of a wood fire. Is it wrong to burn incense that smells like a wood? No. If it brings you peace and tranquility and it's not hurting anybody,
right.
I don't see a problem with going and doing that. Actually, to be very honest, there have been times where I've kind of wanted to go back to church and just visit a service now and then, not to, you know, get back into it or anything, but just to, you know, for the feel of it, you know, sometimes. There was some, it's interesting. So I could remember what it was like to be brainwashed. But, now, I mean, I can kind of understand that. I don't find a problem.
You know, the more I think about it, I don't think the church will find a problem with it either.
I don't either. Especially, you said there's a non-denominational church.
Yeah, they if won't it's know like, what you're there for.
Yeah, if it's like Universalist Unitarian, I know they won't have a problem with that. Because there are some people who go there just to talk about
that. Right.
There are some people who like, almost like Jibba, who they don't exactly know what kind of higher power out there. They just believe there is one. They don't know what form it takes. And they're not willing to, you know, lay down any scripture about it.
Or
they just, that's Universalist Unitarian. If that happens to be the church that you're thinking about, I don't see a problem with that.
You know, I will say, excuse me, I'm sorry. If you want the tranquility and stuff like that, because I used to take homage in a Buddhist temple that was in Michigan that I used to go to when I needed some place to really think and just the music that plays and people coming in there and just meditating.
That's not a bad idea at all.
That.
Not a bad idea at all. I didn't even think about that. Now you know why I have him. He's got some great ideas. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's a good. Or if you want some real peace and quiet. I mean, if you want some absolute peace of soul, no responsibilities, no money. You know, you never have to, you know, actually make your own decision. There's always a Church of Scientology somewhere, and you can. You okay?
I had to burp.
Oh,
it wouldn't come up. It sat right here in the baby car.
We won't talk about Scientology. I'm so sorry. No more Scientology. Not around Jibba.
As soon as you said it, everything started coming up.
Oh,
Jesus.
Xenu.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, Jesus. Our next letter is from Luingar. Tier 2. It just heard you reading the letter, 10-16-10, about the guy who his girlfriend doesn't fuck him or whatever, and appalled at your mockery of his lack of capitalization of the word I. You think that is fucking lame. Seriously?
Seriously?
Look at me. It used punctuation. It spells shit right. But it's the freaking internet, man. No one gives a shit about capitalization, especially except for the highest tier of grammar Nazi. Sincerely, Luengar, P.S. Stop reading my letter like that, you oversized, underendowed, dodo bird! P.S. I want to bear your man-child. My simple response to that is that if nobody cares enough to spell correctly, then nobody should care enough if I read exactly the way they spell it.
I agree.
You want to use lowercase is? If you don't care enough to hit the shift key to put an actual I in there, then you shouldn't care enough if I read it like you wrote
it. Wait, did he capitalize anything else in there?
No. But I think he's picking at both of us. He's picking at you and me. And
No, wait. He capitalized the first letter of his name.
Yeah, why he's goofing off. He capitalized that, too.
Yeah. So
he's goofing off. Which is fine. We like it when people goof with us for the letters. We think it's fun. Let's see. Where the hell am I? This is not... I'm over here. Yeah. Bunny!
Yeah?
Go to your camera, would you?
You're not going to make this. You've missed like
eight times. I know. Just sit there. Just sit there. Oh!
Oh, you totally missed.
Got him on the head. Oh, bam.
You suck and it rule.
That's our new target. It's not you guys anymore. Now it's the bun. Our next letter is from Corporal Joey Murray. Murray, I hope I pronounced that correctly. Dear two, I signed up for the military in high school and have since served for 7 years, including 2 deployments to Iraq and a 3rd to Afghanistan.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Glad you're home. I'm the 3rd service member among my siblings. I take great pride in my service. Even so, it's not without its cost. In these 7 years, I've had little, if any, social experience outside of fellow soldiers. I haven't dated, and I haven't been out much. I've spent 5 of the last 7 years, practically my entire life, overseas, most of it in and out of combat, Now I face the last year of my service before I get out, and I have to ask myself whether it's worth it to stay in. The sensible part of me screams a big fat hell no, but I fear that I have may have become institutionalized by the military, and it's hard for me to cope with the normal social surroundings. And with the college and job market being such a nightmare right now, I find myself reminded of the old proverb, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. I wanted to see how you felt about this situation and ask your advice. Thank you for reading. And again, you rock, Corporal Joey Murray. Thank you, first of all, very much for your service to the country. Like I've always said, we may not agree, and we have classically, vocally disagreed with the war, but that doesn't mean we disagree with the truth.
Right.
And there is a difference. You are not the only person to feel this way. There are actually people who've finished their terms of service and have been very afraid of coming out of it, because, I mean, when you live a very structured lifestyle since, you know, high school, you come out of it, and now you're kind of on the whims of whatever now. You don't know this stuff, and it can be very nerve-wracking. I'm telling you, you're not by yourself. In fact, I know a varmint, a very kind contributor to Ranty Griffin Studios, he has had his own, when he got out of the service, has had his own very similar experiences to those. All I can tell you is that... you know, there are people out in the world that are surviving, on their own every day, all the time. And you do have experience enough from the military to get some jobs out there. I mean, you're a shoo-in for some jobs. The TSA, for example, or airport police.
Do the TSA.
He's not suggesting TSA.
I would do airport police.
You could become a police officer. I wouldn't recommend police officer, but it's something you could do. There is plenty of places that will hire you for your military because of your military.
You can be our personal security guard.
You can come and work for us, and we would hire you.
You just like staying right here behind us.
And every time the toe stacks up, you can go back there and whack him over the head with something. We'll pay you.
Hey,
not a lot.
You don't have a lot of money.
No, I'll pay him more to protect my ass.
I'll pay you to shut up. just to put it simply, I understand your fears, and I think the best thing you can do is you know what the military is like. You've been in it for 7 years. You know, life isn't about doing something similar. It's not always about being safe.
Right.
I'd say try something different for a while. Who knows?
Being in the military, you're almost guaranteed a job once you leave the military.
It's almost a
guaranteed job. So
not impossible.
Then once you get that job, then you just have to build your life. And being a furry, go to conventions, meet some people, have some fun.
I actually don't know if this guy's a furry or not.
Well, not a furry, go to some conventions, meet some people, have some fun.
Either way, yeah. Next letter from Eddie. Dear Two and Jibba, I've been watching the show for a month or so, and I've been reading various furry webcomics during the past few months, which I discovered through some furries in my school. I've just recently acknowledged that I may be furry, and though I am into this stuff, especially your show, however, unlike a large number of furries, I am actually heterosexual, and I don't plan on that changing. I think this is interesting because a lot of furries are either homosexual or bisexual, which is weird, because I never felt like a sexual minority, but I have felt like a minority before, seeing as I'm black. what you do think. What do you think of that? It doesn't bother me. I have many gay bisexual friends, but it's just interesting that I'm sort of not the normal one. Any gay, have fun, and good luck with your life. It's a bitch. Yours truly, New Fur Eddie the Martin. I already like this guy. I already like the guy a lot. Actually, if you want to see a picture of him, rewind the show a bit. He was our last...
The black dude that did...
Yeah,
the...
he was our last white queen with all the fun. In spite of what some people might think, there are plenty of heterosexual furries. They're just not quite as flamboyant. They're not quite as out of the closet as the gay ones are. The gay ones are more active in the community because they've already had to come out of one closet, so it's no problem for it to do with another one. The straight ones, a little bit more reserved, but they are out there. But so don't think you're alone.
I think another reason why the gay people are so prevalent is because they don't have to hide.
Yeah.
At a convention.
Yeah, they don't. I mean,
they don't have to hide the fact.
They don't feel like they have much more to lose because they've already had to come out being gay. They've lost whatever friends and whatever jobs they're going to. And well, now they don't have to really hide.
Well, it's not even that. You can come. You might not even be out at home and come to a convention and be out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that's another good point.
And to me, that's the reason why it's so prevalent in the gay community and the furry world is because they don't have to hide.
However, welcome.
There's a lot of...
Welcome to the fan. Jump on in. You meet some people. You will meet other heterosexuals out there. I guarantee you.
Jump in belly first.
Yep. Next one is from Richard. Dear Two, I was killing and butchering a pregnant underage hooker so that I could eat the fetus and I impregnated her with. When I started to wonder, what is it all about? Did God put us here, or are we all just an accidental flash of chemistry in the midst of a huge universe? Is there an inherent purpose for life, or do we have to make such a purpose? Anyway, love the show. Catch it every week. Sincerely, Richard Cheney, former Vice President of the United States of America. I sometimes worry about our fans. And I don't really know what to do. I like to think that... Are we just crazy? Are we attracting crazy people? Because... You're crazy. Whoever you are. Why would you do that? Next letter.
I'll drink red.
Actually, no. After that, we deserve. We deserve.
Why don't we so much more about y'all?
Today's show has been brought to you by Jack Daniels. The next one is from Tsukasa. Dear Two, it's been a long time since I last wrote you. I've been out of college for almost a year, but I never got to thank you for helping me through it. Since then, I've joined the United States Army, more for a job with a reliable paycheck than some semi-retarded, overly patriotic reason. I happen to be stationed in Monterey, California as of now, and I've always wanted to meet you in person. As my favorite comic and having some of the most useful advice I've ever heard, I've always wanted to meet you and Jibba in person. Would you, if I may be so bold to ask, sign my Martin guitar, acoustic guitar, and it would be treasured more than ever. And I would be very thankful if you would take the time out of your day to do so. Yours thankfully, Tsukasa the Dragon. You know, this sounds like a bar date. This sounds like we need to go out somewhere and chill.
Yeah.
And you're in Monterey, right? That's very close to here. That's not... Monterey, Monterey's like what? 30-minute drive?
I don't know where Monterey is.
Monterey's not far.
No, Monterey is near where FC is, near San Jose.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because the Monterey Air Aquarium's up there.
Okay. Well, in that case, you may have to come to us. But if you come, down here, we'd absolutely come down. In fact, chill out and stay for a show on a weekend. We'll put you on.
Drink.
Yeah, we'll drink. We'll have fun. We'll put you on and on the show if you want to. Some people are too shy; they don't want to go on. And you can talk about your military service and being a fur in the military and how it's different. If you are a fur, you didn't.
Yeah, I don't a dragon.
Yeah, you are a dragon, so you are a fur. So, yeah, it could be interesting. Just write to us, write to it at ranting-griffin.com. Let us know. We'll make plans. Come on down. Bring the guitar. I almost hate to sign a Martin guitar because I know how goddamn expensive those guitars are. But I'll do it. I'll do it if you want to. And Jibba smiles and moving on. White Queen. The next one is from Blood Moon. Dear Two, this is in response to a point you made about food allergies last show. I'm a 21-year-old male and I think... What? I think I might have a food allergy. No more reading ahead. No more reading ahead for Jibba. I think I might have a food allergy. Every time I drink bleach, I get stomach ache and a headache, and I vomit and break out into sweats. Does this make me a lesbian? Then secondarily, yours, Blood Moon. You know, I find it interesting that you would mention the idea that, because actually, it does make you a lesbian. And the great thing is that you won't have to change your name, because Blood Moon is actually a euphemism for a monthly period, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, you got that going for you already. You can keep the name. But, yeah, I would think that from now on, every time you go into a restaurant, make sure that whatever you order does not have bleach in it, because that will make you grow more gears, and then we will have gears. There, here, the gear. Thank you, Elrond. This next one is from Pluto.
That thing hangs over my bed at night, and I'm looking at it every morning. I'm like, God, I'm glad I don't do that.
Next one is from Pluto. Dear Two and Jibba, would either of you ever consider fursuiting? Some furs like to fursuit and others don't. But I've never heard of either you or Jibba's personal preference on this. Thanks for reading. You both are great. Keep the shows coming. Sincerely, Pluto. Actually, we have fursuited.
Yeah.
We don't do it on a very, very extremely regular basis, but it seemed like a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
So I've done it. I've done it. You've done
I've
it.
Done it.
It's. I don't do it for any crazy. You know, I don't put no bras on or fly any president's planes around, anything like that. But, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun to do. So I've done it.
I've
worn a very large bunny suit. You've worn a large puppy suit.
Oh, I love beagles.
Mm-hmm. So, I've done it before. It's a lot of fun. Turn your camera on, bun.
See if you can do it again.
Yep, let's see if I can do it again. All right, just sit there and be cute.
Send help.
No, not quite.
Never mind. These dudes are retarded. They can't hit shit.
Got close.
Oh, I got a quick announcement to make.
Okay.
Real quick. If you play Xbox, I told people I would be online after. After the show, Darth Jibba, I'll be playing Halo Reach. Well, I'll be in a party, so you can join the chat with me if you like.
That is awesome. I'm going to jump back on Fallout New Vegas.
Well, you go do that.
Next letter from In the Neko. Dear Two and Jibba and Toast, I've been in an online relationship for almost a year now. I can already tell where this is going. And I couldn't be happier. However, my boyfriend is a devoted Jew and claims that temptation by homosexuality is allowed in his religion, but actual homosexual acts is strictly forbidden. Because of this, he is determined that he is straight in real life and only bisexual on the internet. Yet I believe he is lying to himself. Judging by his many, many strange fetishes, I think he is simply 100% gay no matter where he is. Should I consult him about this? And do you have any tips to help? Lots of love in the Neko. I will tell you this. Religious folk, in order to be able to justify their God's hatred of gay people, quantify being gay as an action. Being gay is a verb. If you ask a religious person, are you gay? They will say, I haven't been gay, which means I have never screwed up, you know, another male. They don't see it as something as who you are. They see it as something as what you do. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that that is not exactly correct. I think they're doing it because there's really no other way to justify their religion and being gay at the same time. If God hates fags, then you being someone who is attracted to male, God hates you, even if you believe in him. If, on the other hand, gay is something you do, then God doesn't have to hate you, even if you're thinking about screwing males in your head every night. So, that the only advice I would have is to be sure to approach it with that kind of, with that knowledge, knowing that he is probably quantifying being gay as an action, something that is done and not something that he is, because that generally is the way that religious people do it.
Right.
That's my comment.
Not enough to say.
That's it?
That's my comment, too.
Just say don't do it. Just scream don't do it.
Don't do it! Don't do it!
There we go. Bees!
Bees it! Bees don't do it! Oh!
Do it. Don't bees it?
Don't bees it!
Do! Next one is from Ogre. Dear 2, Jibba, and maybe Low Battery Bunny.
Yeah.
I've been going through a tough time in my life lately. My parents kind of announced that they're getting divorced to us kids on Christmas night of last year after 23 years of marriage. In about 2 weeks, my mother was already moved out with a dude. Then my dad got a letter from her lawyer basically saying that he owes her money and some shit. For some shit. It's gotten a lot uglier in the last couple of days. My father got home. He found a business card and a voicemail from Child Protective Service saying that they had pictures of dirty food dishes and general clutter around the house, which is an unsafe living environment for the children. I'm currently living with my dad, and him and I both work at least 40 hours a week, so there will, of course, be a little bit of mess around the house. My question to you guys is this. What should I do in the middle of this bullshit, and also any advice for my old man, Ogre? In the first place, realize first that whether or not lawyers or child services has a good case against you, they're going to intimidate you into thinking that they do. I'm not so sure, and I'm not an expert on this, but I'm not sure that dirty dishes are going to constitute a child being taken out of the house. There will have to be a court. There will have to be a litigation over this in the first place.
Right.
There will have to be. And at that point, depending on your age, which it seems like you may be old enough, you may have your own say in where you want to go. If you're working, that means you may be at least 18 years old. I would hope so. If you're 18 or over, you can decide to stay there no matter what happens. There is no case.
Right.
If you're younger than that, and there's litigation, I would say at this point, to make it short, don't worry about it so far. Until and unless you get served with papers, your dad gets served with papers, just chill out, relax. They may not have a case, especially if you want to stay there. And especially considering that your mom, if you'll pardon me for saying so, sounds like a bitch, just announced on Christmas Day she was leaving and ran off with a dude. That doesn't sound like she's going to win that much of a sympathy vote from the court. So,
right.
So just hang in there. See what happens for now. You're not ruined yet. Just chill and see what happens. I know you probably have some advice on this.
I don't have much time.
You got a minute.
Oh.
Which is plenty of time. And then we're going to have to end it.
Well, with the child labor laws in a lot of states, especially since you're old enough and it seems like you know how to write, you do have some common sense. They're going to come and talk to you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they
will consider your opinion.
They can't pull you out, even if you're under 18. And the dishes are dirty and there's clutter in the house. That there are houses that have dog shit everywhere and they don't take them kids away. But yet, I guarantee you they're going to have to come and talk to you first. And if you're holding a job and your dad's holding a job, there can't. There's nothing there that can make them take it away unless your dad's raping you in the middle of the night and beating you senseless every day.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're fine.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. And especially if you're working, if you're both you and your dad are working to pay the bills around the house, if they take you out of there and it could threaten your job and threaten the welfare of both your dad and
right.
you
right.
from paying rent, then, you know, I'd say don't worry about it so much
no.
right now, because I think that from what you've told me, it sounds like you guys are good for now.
Can just I say something
chill out.
Real quick?
Actually, we don't have time, unfortunately.
I just wanted to say, be there for your dad.
We've got to chill. I said we don't have time, you fuck!
There's another one.
We got a scoop. Remember, no show next week.
No show.
No show. But we will see you the week after that. Take care. And always remember, don't order the hot sauce. See you in 2 weeks.